They had plenty of ideas about what would be right, what would be wrong. Too many times that's where we lose our victory, brother, sister. We start getting our own ideas, our own thoughts, and then you begin to break those things down, and somebody come question you one time, and instead of actually being honest, you get mad about it. But he said, look, brother, where's the word for that? Well, you know, it doesn't exactly say it that way. They tried that with Brother Branham one time, and he said, brother, I'm sorry, if the Bible don't say it exactly that way, then I don't believe it exactly that way. I believe it the way the word said it. And I thank God for a messenger who was faithful to the word of God. You can take these things that people call message doctrines, but we all understand it's right. It's laying right here in the Bible. It's not, Brother Branham did not presume out. He did not go somewhere else. He said, if that angel would have told me anything that wasn't in the scripture, he said, I knew it wasn't an angel of the Lord then. But everything he told me is dovetailed together all the way from Genesis to Revelation to where when the seals were opened, the prophet said, this book has become a brand new book. Amen. And it has, and it will to any individual. You might not think that this means anything, that the cloud being and coming and showing God showing himself. It's just some nice sermons. It just shows you've missed the whole point of the revelation, because once it unveils to you, you can't read about Abraham without getting a little excited. You can't read about these great heroes of faith because you recognize that you're identified in that. That you can go all the way back to Adam and you can see yourself there. You can see yourself in Noah. You can see yourself in David, because they're all part of one man. They're all part of one man. His name is Jesus Christ. The one which the whole heavens and earth, the whole family in heaven is named. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Election righteousness. Now we're talking about the election of God. We know that Abraham, Brother Branham even types it out with Abraham being election, you know, Isaac being, I forget now, sanctification or something, and Jacob was grace, and Joseph was perfection. But the election of Abraham was that he did nothing to be righteous. He had no reason that God should have chosen. That's right, brother. We always get hindsight's 20/20, but we had a prophet that was the same way. There was no logical reason for God to go out there and to pick some Kentucky man that barely had a house to live in to be his prophet. That guy had such a temper that when some people made fun of him, he had his gun out there ready to kill them all. Come on now, we would have said, oh my, that ain't a man you pick for a prophet. But God went and found him a Paul too one time, who was doing the exact opposite thing that you think prophets ought to be doing. Sure. He's out there killing those that are trying to live for right and get them in prison and everything else, sitting there holding the coats as they stone Stephen. But God could see past that and said, that's my prophet. That's the man that I need for this job. The second we get all of our ideas out of the way and just forget how we're going to make a rapture, how we're going to have success, how we're going to do all these great things for God, and just say, you know what? I'm just going to do it the way God told me to. Amen. How does God tell you to get closer to Him? Read your Bible and pray every day. Amen. Oh, brother, but you just don't understand. It's so hard to read. There's so much going on. Yeah, you had no problems reading the news feed. Right. You had no problems figuring out. We all know Hillary Clinton's emails about opened up again, don't we? We all know about it, don't we? Just showed you why aren't our nose in that trash instead of in the Word. Amen. I said we. I didn't say you. I said we. I know it's entertaining. It really is. You think, man, how can anybody still vote for that woman? But anyways, it just amazes me. And that ain't even putting up for Trump. I'm not even caring about Trump or any of these other guys. It's how can you complain after you vote something like that into office?
Right.
What are you talking about? You know she's a fake. She's a crony. And here's the problem. We're beginning to realize, you know what? The devil maybe really is behind all this, like the prophet told us. Maybe there aren't really any good people out there anymore, even on a natural scale, which I'm about to talk to you in a while. There's no Abimelechs left.
Right.
There's no men out there who necessarily aren't elected, who don't really serve God in a specific way, but have enough righteousness about them to respect God. Enough righteousness to even say, you know what, I might not be able to live it, but I ain't going to speak against it. That's gone. Yes. Now it's, how can I make another dollar? That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's all you got to do. And every time you think it doesn't make sense, all you got to do, go find the money. Yeah. It all makes sense then. That's right. Look, that's where Judas, it didn't make any sense for Judas to follow Jesus for 3.5 years and then sell it off until you say, oh, wait, he made a lot more money doing that than he did serving Jesus. When he was serving Jesus, they kept giving away money. And he kept complaining about it. He said, what is this waste? This woman coming in and anointing his head. And he said, that could have been sold for 300 pence.
Right, right.
And given to the poor. Yeah, to the poor. Because
right.
Obviously we know Brother Judas is the poor one here. That's how politicians are, aren't they? Oh, we just want to tax you more to help the poor. Oh, really? Is that why we're $20 trillion in debt? I don't remember that money coming to any poor around here. I remember it going to some There it goes again. But going to a bunch of corporations to save them out, but didn't help me with my mortgage. All right. Hallelujah. I'm probably on the poverty level for them. Amen. Praise God. But look, before we get, I'm talking about the election of God. The election of God is really what this message came to show us, brother, sister. You can't say predestinated. And actually, predestinated doesn't come up. If you, I tried to, when I was making my notes, my Google Drive tried to correct it. Said predestinated is not a word. And I said, that's funny. I wonder what it wants to correct it to. It wants to correct it to predestined. And there's a big difference between predestined and predestinated. Predestined is just, there's just this force of fate somewhere. And this is just the way it's got to be. There's nothing you can do about it. That's not what predestinated means. Predestinated means God knew what he could do, knew what he wanted done, and made sure it happened. Amen. It's not haphazard. It's not just some force of faith that's going to happen. It was a creator that made a world with a purpose. And when he made the world, you were on his mind. When he made houses, he wanted you to live in them. When he made the cosmos and the stars, it was for you to look at them. Amen. And to wonder what a great God we serve. Amen. But even here, we've got a man of God that God even tells Abimelech, this is my prophet. He identifies him. And look, in this case, if any of us were judging it, usually the way we think, it sure looks like Abimelech's a whole lot better man of God than Abraham is. Right. Abimelech, a righteous man, a man who believed, and that's where Brother Bram talked about polygamy and things, that the law of polygamy even held in all the nations, not just the election, not just around Abraham, but even the nations of the world at that time believed in polygamy, that if you can marry more wives, but them wives can't be married to any other husbands. Right. We understand the type of Christ in the bride. That's right. That was the whole reason Brother Bram preached on it. That's right. To give you a clear vision from why. How do you answer polygamy being okay in the Old Testament and not now if you didn't have this message? You just can't do it. It just doesn't make any sense. But we thank God for revelation today. Thank God for that stored up food that's coming out. Now we can feed on it and we don't have to worry about all that. But there's plenty of good people out there, brother, sister. And I don't want to take away from that, but the righteousness of the election is so different than that. It has nothing to do with doing good and bad. And that's why we fail in victories. That's why we never get anywhere in the kingdom, is we have our own good meters. We have our own works that once I get to this level, then God can use me. I'm going to tell you right now, if you've done that and you finally get up to wherever you think you're righteous, God won't use you. Because you think you can do it now. You think you're worthy to be this. And that will fail every time. God don't need a helping hand. His hand's just big enough. Trust me. He's got the whole world, and I think he can handle your little problem. Amen. Amen. There's plenty of good people out there, brothers, sisters. Plenty of people who would make us look like backslid, backwashed, unworthy Christians any day of the year. And that's why these degenerates that's been leaving the message, they go out and they say, man, I found this group of people. They're so much more enthused about it. Man, they're just doing so much good. They're just the real gooder people, and they think that that proves that they're right. Now, don't get me wrong, if you got a life that's not lived for God at all, and you got no fruit of the Spirit nowhere to be found, you ain't serving Him. Amen. God testifies of those things, but not by your standard, by His standard. Amen. Turn with me to Matthew 5:18. Actually, almost 17. Matthew 5:17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So this gives us a good balance right away. Many people think that now that we've come under grace, that means we just do whatever we want. It doesn't matter. We're still saved. We're still elected. We have no consequence of these things. But that's not true at all, brother, sister. If you make wrong decisions, you're going to get wrong fruit back. Amen. Jesus never came to do away with the law. He never said that it was okay for Abraham to do this. Abraham lied. And he lied like many of us lie and think it's okay. Sarah was his half-sister. Yes, she was. She was related by, their mother, and had, or same father's different mother, something of that sort. And at that time, there wasn't enough genes to be a big deal. But now, it'd be a big problem if you try to do that today. But at that time, it was fine. And he said, she's my sister. He said, yeah, that's my brother. But see, God can look past all that. You can say you're doing what's right on paper, but he can see past that and see what you're really saying is that you're not married to this woman. We all know you are. And we all know the laws of the land are. You're not allowed to marry someone else. And you're only doing it, Abraham, because you ain't got no faith to get out of here alive today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the law is not to be done away with. We're not supposed to get lawless. That's what brother, or even Paul in the Bible, people do this all the time. Oh, I'm just going out with the boys because I'm trying to witness to them. That ain't what Paul said. He said to the Jews, I became a Jew that I might win some. He said to those under the law, I became as under the law that I might win some. And that's why people get all this. Why did he go get his head shaved? Why did he give sacrifice? He was respecting the Jews to try to get them to recognize they needed something greater than what they were doing.
Amen.
That's right. Because he said, all this that we're doing here is dung compared to the faith of God. But then after that, he says, unto those that are not under the law, I became as not under the law, but not without the law of Christ.
Amen.
So even though he tried to fit in or be one of the boys in a way that you're not this high pious man and you little peasants down there. No, I'm one of you. You know, when you go to the job, I'm a man just like you are. I'm flesh and blood, but I'm not going to sit here and cuss like you all. I'm not going to talk about that filth. I'm not going there without the law of Christ. I'm going to go there with the law of Christ, but I'm going to, you got to be like them. You never get nowhere not rubbing shoulders. And they got mad at Jesus for the same thing. He said, here's a man who thinks he's righteous, sitting there eating with publicans and sinners. He said, how can you do this? He said, look, those that are whole don't need a physician, but those that are sick need someone to come. Amen. And if you're not willing to look neglected, to not look like a real Christian in the way that the world would, you know, they've got Christians as this big pious thing. They got a pope. That's what they think Christianity is all about, who says we ought to do good, but won't put his finger to none of it himself. Hallelujah. Why? Because everything they do good is right in the front of men. And Jesus said, you already got your reward. And too many times, that's why we don't get nowhere. We want recognition for what we've done right. We want recognition. We want somebody to say, well, what a mighty brother. And if they don't do it in this church, I'll go to the next one.
Uh-huh.
I got to go somewhere where they preach me. You go somewhere where the word of God is preached.
Amen.
You go somewhere where something feeds your soul and you get rid of that selfish attitude.
Amen.
And you serve God to serve God, not man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You said your righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. And there ain't no person in this room that could live a holy life like those, at least in the way that man would judge it, like the Pharisees did. There was no adultery with the Pharisees. There was no immorality. There was none of these things. They kept it as clean as can be. As Paul said, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He says, touching the law, you couldn't find nowhere I'd ever offended it. And we're going to sit here and think that we can earn God's favor by doing the same thing. The same man said, all that I was before I came to Christ, I counted as dung that I might win the excellency of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So there's a righteousness beyond that, brother, sister. There's a righteousness beyond just being a good person. Come on now. And we have no hope of getting there on our own. That's where we really got to get to. If you think you're going to make the rapture, you ain't making it. You're not making it. You're not the one getting there. Somebody already done crossed and came back.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Brother Ram said this, a statue of a perfect man. 1962. Says, now Peter is outlining something here for us on how to get there. Now I want to say this. There are some people who have a portion of this virtue, this knowledge, wisdom, patience, and so forth, that don't even profess to be Christians. Now, we're just teaching Sunday school, and that's true. And there's some people have a portion of this that don't even pretend to be Christian. That won't do it. It's like a blackbird trying to put peacock feathers in his wings to make him a peacock. He only disgraces himself. Be better to stay a blackbird, see? When he tries to exercise these things without being a Christian, he's just simply all out of place. It's like a sycamore tree trying to manufacture apples. It couldn't do it, see? Although it's a tree. But it can't manufacture apples. It's like a mule trying to manufacture wool, trying to be a sheep when he's a mule. You see, he can't manufacture wool. He can't do it. Wool is a gift to the sheep, not to a mule. He might try to act like a sheep, but he's still a mule, see? So he said, well, I can eat like a sheep. I can do this like a sheep. And no matter what you do, you've got to be a sheep in order to have wool. And let me stop here for a minute. The sheep doesn't manufacture wool. He has wool because he is a sheep. A lot of people trying to say, well, I'll try to get good. I'll try to do this. Don't manufacture nothing. No, you can't do it. A sheep does it, isn't asked, isn't expected to manufacture wool. It bears wool. And it does it because it's a sheep. And when you're a Christian, you just bear the fruit of the Spirit. You don't manufacture it. You don't try to make it up. Don't make yourself something that you're not. You just become what you're supposed to be, and then it takes care of itself.
Amen.
Have you heard people say, well, I'll tell you, I've joined church. I really ought to quit this line. You're trying to manufacture something again now. You can't do it, so there's no need trying to. No more than a mule can make himself have wool, he can't do it.
Amen.
And this out of the Proverbs, y'all know this, says, there's a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And this is the way of death, brother, sister. It's this false humility, this false righteousness that comes by your own standard that you've come up with. And as long as you do the acts that you think you ought to be doing or not doing, then you're righteous. But in the eyes of God, that means nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're not born again in the Spirit of God, you are none of His.
Exactly.
And this is what brings it down to us as individuals. As much as mom serves the Lord, as much as dad serves the Lord, as much as even sometimes it's the other way. So much as a son is serving the Lord and the parents aren't. When it's all said and done, if you individually have not met Jesus Christ in a personal experience of being born again, it don't matter what works you're doing, they will not be accepted before God. And it's a way that you're paving yourself that is going to end in death.
Amen.
Colossians 2, turn with me, you're not too far there. Colossians 2 and 18. Colossians 2, 18. If you read the whole first part of Colossians, he talks about, you know, us being in Christ and the Holy Ghost and what it's done to us. And it's the glory of God that's being revealed in us. These great glorious things. And then what does he come and say? Look at verse 18. Colossians 2, 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, for which all the body by joints and bands have nourishment ministered and knit together increases with the increase of God. And many times we pave over these things, but what's he talking about? He said there's many that have this, like a mysticism. They've got what they call being spiritual, but really it's not. It's just vainly puffed up in their mind. Well, I think that this is, I had this feeling today. And I just know it. It just told me, brother so-and-so is living in sin. What's the sin? I don't know. What did he do wrong? I don't know, but I know something's wrong. See, that's vainly puffed up in your mind. It's you look at our humble brother. Well, I'm just trying to stay humble, so I know what it is, but you know, just I don't want to brag or nothing. Really? Then how are you following this prophet? If that's bragging, then he blew it every time he got up behind the pulpit and went on for an hour about all the glories of God that he had seen done in his ministry. That's a false humility. That's what the Pharisees had. They thought they were spiritual, but they couldn't cast out devils. They thought they were spiritual because they could get a man to live religious. But here came Jesus saying, you took a man that had a devil and you made him twofold more child of hell than he ever was. Why? Because now he sits in a church, still possessed of that devil. But now in a way that he feels okay about it. At least when he was in the world, he knew he was a drunk. At least he knew he was a sinner and needed salvation. Now you've given him a humility, a false humility that makes him think he's saved. And he's still got the same devil on him.
Sure.
Why? You never told him, get born again.
Yeah.
You told him, just join the church. Don't act quiet on me now. That has totally gotten to our message now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How does it get men? Well, you know, clean up a little bit. Make sure you pay your tithes and show up once in a while. Well, that whole early thing, that's a thing of the past. We don't need, you know, that you know, having a room designated for the gifts operating. Oh, we know that ain't going to happen no more. That's how most of we don't give up. Girls, as long as you let your hair grow and wear dresses, you're in. Don't matter that you're meaner than a snake, gossip about everybody else, and never do one thing for the Lord. Don't spend any time praying for your husband. Woo, glory. Look at that Laodicean spirit. Let's scare it right on out of here then. That's right, sister. God put you in the house to pray for your home. That's right. Look, you ain't just there to be the dishwasher and the clothes put away. All right, you're an intercessor in the house. You're the Brother Branham said the fifth gospel, the 11th commandment was mama. That's right, it is. And the time where we finally take these things seriously, the time you're going to see the glory of God. That's right. Because then it don't become, I'm doing this because somebody's watching. I'm doing it because I'm supposed to.
Yes,
hallelujah. Same with us, brothers, when we're on the job. We're not there working for that company.
Okay.
Peter said that. He said, don't work as unto man. He says, work as unto the Lord. And that is the only time you've ever effectively witnessed is when you've done your job actually as unto the Lord.
Okay.
To where everybody knows, the only reason anybody saw that is because it was on videotape somewhere. They saw you go take care of that problem that wasn't even your job.
Right.
Hallelujah. They saw you take the back seat when you know you were the one who really had the glory to back in the bag. And you said, no, I don't care, whatever. I'm just going to do my job. Because I'm not working for your approval. I'm working for His. And that comes even into church, brother, sister. Too many times people come to make sure they look spiritual in front of the pastor. Or look spiritual in front of this brother or that brother. When are we going to get to the point where I want to be spiritual because I want to be in the Spirit so I can see Jesus Christ? Because look, we've got to get to the point where we know if we're not yielded to the Holy Ghost, Jesus can pass right in front of you and you'd never see it.
Amen.
You can't see it. You have no ability to see it as a man. It takes the Holy Ghost to come and to quicken something that's beyond mortal.
Yeah.
Woo! To give you that immortal man that's on the inside to live out. Then he can perceive the things of God.
Right.
He's the one that's actually spiritual.
Yeah.
And it won't be all this voluntary talking about these things. And we've seen it. How is it in the message, brother, sister? I'll tell you how it is. When you get people who can tell you quote after quote after quote, PowerPoint for 3 hours, yet can't get one person healed.
Right.
And they got every excuse in the world why we can't see miracles no more.
Right.
Every excuse in the world why, well, we're supposed to have tongues, but this is the reason why we really don't have them.
Right.
That's a bunch of nonsense, brother, sister. And they didn't get it from this message. I don't know what they're listening to, because they must be listening to James Dobson or something. But I was sent a prophet.
Amen.
I was sent a man with thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
I was sent a man when he said thus saith the Lord. That's the way it happened.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is God's righteousness? Well, it brings it back to Abraham. Why wasn't Abimelech able to pray for his nation?
Why?
Why was Abimelech the one God met and rebuked, even though he was in the right and not in the wrong? And this is what really will grind the flesh of a man if he's not careful. So that don't sound righteous at all.
Uh-huh.
I hate to tell you, piece of clay, not time to look back at the master and tell him why he built one this way and one that way, because you're not in charge.
Yeah.
All things were created by him and for him.
Amen.
Man thinks he can have his way, but when it's all done, God gets his way.
Amen.
And God made man. Well, look, he gave man every opportunity to serve him, but he knew who would and who wouldn't. He knew who could and who couldn't. That's right. And God will honor a man for just obeying anyways, but he won't get the real benefits of it. And I'll tell you how. If Cain would have listened to God, he would have been accepted. We understand that. He would have been Cain's ruler in natural. But we know at the end of the day, he still wouldn't have got saved. Because there's another man, who's the one? Naaman. Naaman finally got talked into obeying the word of God, isn't that right? And he went and said, fine, I'll do what the prophet told me, even though I really don't want to. And he went and got baptized 7 times in the River Jordan, and he came out healed. Think we'll see him in heaven? That's just a healing, brother, sister. There's plenty of people who've been healed in Brother Bram's meetings. They ain't going to be there in heaven. That ain't no evidence because you got healed just because you had faith one time. Because Paul done told us, if I have faith to move mountains, if I knew all mysteries, and I don't have the Holy Spirit, real divine love in my heart, he said it's for nothing.
Amen.
And we'll raise our heads and say, but look, he's done all this good. It doesn't matter. It's not the righteousness God is looking for.
Amen.
Because when we make the Bible our absolute, we know what our works look like. They're filthy rags compared to his righteousness.
Amen.
Because even when you try to do good, you've got a selfish motive, whether you want to admit it or not. If it isn't done by the Holy Spirit, a man does charity so he can feel good about himself.
Sure.
Hallelujah. So a man does it to get a little pride and say, man, look at our brother. Man, he's a great guy.
Uh-huh.
And that's why he gave it. You see, They had that happen in Jesus' day. He said, all these men are giving more offering than everybody else. He said, but they're just receiving the praise of men. He says, that woman right there that gave the last two mites she had, he said, she has given more than everyone else.
Sure.
Why? The righteousness that Jesus saw in her was outweighing everything that these men were doing.
Amen.
And it might not seem a lot, but as long as you're obeying the voice of God, obeying the will of God, that is how you're accepted before God.
Amen.
And Abraham was chosen. Abraham was God's prophet of the day. Specifically says it here. And he was the one in that time that had access to God. Abimelech was not given that right.
Amen.
He was not elected.
That's right.
Amen. Abraham was. Abraham had a righteousness that went beyond that. Why? Abraham believed God.
Sure.
Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Abimelech had built up his own righteousness, which in the eyes of man was greater than what Abraham had. But Abraham was imputed righteousness, which means God never cared what he did. He put what God did on him. Woo! And God has done the same with us, brother, sister. It's not your righteousness. It's not mine. It's that Jesus Christ took our place. Is it that boring anymore? Has Calvary become a story of the past? If it has, you've read the wrong message. It brought out what it meant for that man when he laid down his life. When God Emmanuel became flesh and took our place, it took His literal righteousness and put it on us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Man can't see it. I can't see it. You can't see it. But praise God, He sees it.
Amen.
Amen. Whew, glory. What is God's righteousness? Turn to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5, 20. Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God had beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For He, God, hath made Him, Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
Amen.
Out of the Church Age book, if you've read this quote or scripture here, it comes in the Revelation of Jesus Christ, first chapter. He says, no man knows the things of God save the Spirit of God, and he to whom the Spirit of God reveals them. We need to call on God for revelation more than anything else in the world. And we say that, we all believe that, it's time to really do it.
Amen.
You say, well, I got loved ones, I got this, I got these needs. You need revelation more than any of that.
Amen.
Why? Because until you get revelation from God, you don't even know how to pray the way you ought to pray.
Amen.
You think you do, but that's why. Why isn't it happening then? Because you're not in the right channel to have the right faith for God to actually answer your prayer until you have revelation. And once God reveals it, it's done. It's over.
Right.
It doesn't matter if the whole thing looks shipwrecked. You know it's working just fine. Why? God revealed it to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
That'll set you free if you'll believe that.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen, watch. We have accepted the Bible. I'm not saying you haven't. I'm not taking your Christianity away. Just listen. We have accepted the Bible. We have accepted the great truths of it, but it's still not real to most people because the revelation by the Spirit is not there. The Word has not been quickened. The Bible says, the scripture I just read, he says that we become the righteousness of God by our union to Jesus Christ. Did you get it? It says that we are the very righteousness of God Himself by being in Christ. Just imagine if you really believe that. And it was active in your life. Why would you worry about anything? Then why do we fall into a pit of sin over and over and over again? It's because you lose sight of that. And you start going about trying to establish your own righteousness, not doing anything for the kingdom anymore.
Amen.
Your works don't mean anything before God, brother, sister. It's God's works through you that count.
Amen.
Hope not preaching deaf ears. If we say that we are the very righteous of God Himself by being in Christ, that says that He, Jesus, became sin for us. It does not say He became sinful, but became sin for us that by our union with Him, we might become the righteousness of God. If we accept the fact, and we must, that He literally became sin for us, by a substitution for us, then we must also accept the fact that we, by our union with Him, have become the very righteousness of God. To reject one is to reject the other. To accept one is to accept the other. Now we know the Bible says that it can't be denied, but the revelation of it is missing. It is not real to the majority of God's children. It's just a good verse in the Bible, but we need to have it made alive to us, and that will take revelation. Amen. First, Ephesians 1:4. Talking about how to get into God's righteousness today. Ephesians 1:4. As He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I'm sorry, brother, sister, I'm sorry, you legalist man, but the only reason you are holy before God is that God chose you. That God chose you before there was a world. You don't love God because you're a righteous man. You love God because He first loved you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And when He panned out the whole eternities, don't ask me to explain. I just know it's the truth. When the Word was there, you were there.
Amen.
When He went to frame the earth, you were the only thing on His mind. When He made a sun and He made a reflection, He said, "It's not good yet." Why? I don't see that other one that I want to see. I don't see His wife there. I don't see my wife that I know is real.
Right.
It's in my mind. I'm ready to see her expressed. Why? I've already chose her. I've already married her. Before the world was, He already chosen, foreordained the bride. And here we are, the privileged people. Not only to have that as a reality, but to have it open to us.
Amen.
That I'm part of it.
Amen.
That I'm a part of the bride. Now I can have the faith I need to see the things I want to see.
Amen.
Woo, glory. You will never have it anything else outside of that. Because you keep reading, it says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. When you recognize you're saved because of God's will, how could you ever get lost?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Whoo! In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Let me just quote this one to you out of Revelation 19. It says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." And many people think, well, that's why we got to go do a bunch of stuff. Well, keep reading. "And He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper." Oh, glory. Not those that went seeking it. Those that were called to it in the first place. What makes you ready is you heard the call and obeyed it. But how did you hear the call in the first place? Is you had God's righteousness in you the whole time.
Amen.
Whew, glory to God. We are so privileged, brother, sister. Then why is it so hard to be happy, brother Andrew? Why is it so hard to keep the victory? It's because you're looking this way. And you know what that is? It's what the prophet saw. Smoldering taters on every side.
Amen.
And we know what's going to happen. There ain't nothing going to be able to do about it. Yeah, it's just going to take one guy with a button. That'll be all she wrote. And I'm completely convinced at this point in time, after watching history, even in my lifetime, that the only reason it's not already happened is the grace of God to us believers.
Right.
Absolutely. We don't say that's you being prideful. No, it's me recognizing my election in God. That if I've got a desire to see one saved and they ain't yet, then it ain't happening until they're in.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't believe it that way, then you're not applying the token.
Right.
You're doing it with, I don't know, some kind of ray gun. Well, you're saved because I said so. That ain't how you apply it. You apply it by believing it.
Yeah.
You're applying it by testifying. You apply it by saying, no matter what happens, I know they'll be there. And I'll do everything that God leads me to see it done.
Amen.
That's right. A lot of people apply the token and don't never testify to them people that are saying they're applying it to.
Amen.
Don't lie. You ain't doing nothing yet. Amen. Listen, Standing in the Gap, 1963. You remember this on the tape. Sirs, what time is it? I'll quote it over. Remember, something's fixing to happen major. And now it's made the whole nation testify to it. Every newspaper on the Associated Press and one of our leading magazines and everything else testifying about him. And it ain't all over yet. But what a privileged people that's Christian to know that in this dark hour, when there's no hopes, according to scientists and atomic bombs waiting for us, and no hopes in our organizations ever getting together, they are consolidating with the mark of the beast. And when all our hopes that way is gone in our economy, of our Christian fellowship amongst the organizations, it's heading up into Catholicism, which will be the mark of the beast in the Confederation of Church. And those who love God and are looking for a reality, that the very God who made the promise in the Bible spreads it before our face and makes the church and the people and science and magazines and everything recognize that He is still God and can fill the promises. What a time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. We live in such a dire hour, brother, sister. And I'm bringing this to a head. I think you understand what I'm trying to say here, that the only reason that God would only hear Abraham's prayer, not Abimelech, was not because of anything Abraham done, not that anything Abimelech has done, but that God had chose Abraham.
Amen.
And said, except Abraham pray for you, you're done. I think this is what we need in our prayer life to really make us effective prayer warriors. When we pray for something, we just kind of hope it will happen. We never take in consideration that if we don't actually get across, then what we're praying to happen won't happen and we'll get the opposite.
Yeah. Sure.
We almost have to look at what will happen if we don't succeed and accept that reality first before you can have the faith to really pray for success.
Right.
Well, let me tell you what I'm saying. When you're praying for somebody that you know is lost and has got a burn on your heart for them, you need to get to the point where you recognize that person is going to wake up in hell one day. That person's going to be tortured for all the rest of time, whatever that is. You see how that begins to stir? When you begin to think of somebody's sickness, they're dying of cancer, you need to think they're going to be suffering there on that bed. They're going to feel the morrows begin to break down and the doctor's running from test to test and place to place. When you begin to accept what that's all about, yeah, it'll give you a sadness. It'll give you a heartache. It'll give you a despair. But see, then you need to change that and say, That should fuel your faith. You understand what I'm saying? When you recognize what's at stake, then it can fuel your faith to say, then I'm going to stand in the gap.
Amen.
I don't know. Look, Abraham recognized what would happen. He said, if I don't pray for this nation, they're all going to die. The men, the women, the children, they're all gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know, but it takes the Spirit to give us a revelation of what that really means.
Sure.
We don't anticipate, we don't see these people that we pray for in hell. We just think, well, you know, one day they'll get it. That ain't the way, you'll never break through in prayer that way.
Right.
You've got to accept how bad it is for your prayer not to be heard before you can really have the faith to pray for what you need to pray for. Brother Branham put it this way. He says, if I can't feel the burden of the people, if I can't feel what their need is, he said, there ain't no reason for me to pray for them. Because I can't enter in to what they're really suffering for. And there was limitations to that. Each one of us, we're all built differently, brother, sister. There's some of you want somebody else to get your family saved. I can't have the sincerity that you can. Brother Bram said that about that woman. Remember that woman that the other one said she just felt led to pray for that baby and just kept trying to say, well, she's probably going to go to the prayer line. Brother Bram, pray for her. And he's like, oh, she's got a prayer card and everything. Brother Branham prayed. But she just couldn't get it off her shoulder. I need to pray for that baby. What happened? She finally just said, okay, I'll do it. When I said, sister, I'm sorry, but I know you'll be in the prayer line and things, but I just feel led to pray for a baby. Would it be okay if I pray for your baby? And she said, oh, absolutely, honey, go ahead. She prayed with the baby. Isn't that right? You know what? She got caught up in the prayer line anyways. And remember that woman thought, well, I guess it just wastes my time. But Brother Branham, pray for it. She'll be all right. That's great. Brother Branham said, there ain't no reason for me to pray. The baby's already fine because that woman could have more sympathy for that baby than I could.
Right.
And we think, oh, I'm super spiritual. No, recognize, don't give me that false humility. You be what you are.
Yes.
I'll be what I am. How about we just give ourselves to Christ and let Christ be out of us what we're supposed to be?
Amen.
That's why they're singing a song there in Sunday school. I just want to thank God for making me, me.
Right.
And it sounds ridiculous, but I'm not just thanking God for making me. That I'm alive, that I'm here, and I'm existing. I thank Him for making me what I am.
Amen.
Because that's all I can be. I can't fake it, but I'm glad I've just come to the place where God's called me to be what I am. By the grace of God, that's what I am. Let me just be the best me I can be. And what's that? Me that's dead and in the grave and Christ resurrected. Amen. To where I can love the way I'm supposed to love. Where I can literally stand in the gap like Moses did.
Sure.
You think Moses had one selfish thought when he stood there saying, not just kill me, Lord, but blot my name out of the book.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. How can a man do that? You think you'd love your loved ones enough to go to hell, but then when we begin to think of, well, what if I actually had to go to hell? All of a sudden, then we start kind of backing off. Why? That's you in your flesh. You can't do it. But the Spirit of Christ, look, He proved it. He didn't just say it. He went to hell for you.
That's right.
Glory to God. He took it upon Himself. He became the sin of the world. Literally, brother, sister, that's not a type. That's literally what happened. He that knew no sin became our sin.
Amen.
Why did He go to hell? Because He was sin. That's where He had to go. And He went to that region of the lost with your burden on Him. He had the weight of the whole world on Him. That's why Brother Branham could say He overcame in the garden. Not even on the cross. He had already overcome before that. It was on the garden where He had the power to choose right there, and He got down to pray. It says, Father, remember, Brother Branham said the Spirit left Him. He had to go as a mortal. That's right. The power that came on River Jordan had to leave Him. He had to go completely as a man. And He said, Father, He said, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, that one word is where He overcame. Nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. He knew the consequences of it. Why do you think He had to do it 3 times? Why? The whole pressure of all the sin of the world came upon Him. And He gladly accepted it. I believe when those angels strengthened Him, I've preached this before, it might be a little presuming, but I think it makes sense. When He looked up, it says, the third time, He says, the angels came and strengthened Him. And many pictures, you know, they got a big brawling angel touching Him and somehow He gets strong. I believe He saw what the Bible says, the joy that was set before Him.
Amen.
He knew what would happen if He didn't do it.
Yes.
But now He got to see what would happen if He did.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm not trying to lead you to despair when I said accept or think about what would happen if it didn't pray. That's to lead you into what will happen when you really believe.
Yes.
When you could see Him, not just out there, oh, they get healed, oh, that's great, and they go back in sin. No, I could see them saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Dancing on the streets of glory right next to me. I could see it. And when you begin to take that faith and accept it, then when you go to apply the token, something starts happening. Amen. It'll produce a life out of you where they have to recognize there's something real about this. What is it? It's true election righteousness. Hallelujah. Abimelech came. What I do appreciate about the man is he obeyed. And I wish we'd have more people just do that. When we go through these types, look, don't run the types so far that you can't say that once in a while we act like these people. Sometimes we act like Abraham. Sure we do. You're the elect of God, and yet here's some sinner showing you up because you ain't obeying. Don't get jealous, just get right.
Amen.
That's right, brother, sister. But they can't take your election away. Brother Branham said it in the Church Age book, I believe. The denominator churches, they're always work, 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 work. He said they would show up the bride and all the works that they could do compared to what the bride was doing. But that just shows you God's not worried about that.
Amen.
It's like this. And many parents, you can agree with me. You tell your kid to do something, you want that done. You don't care about the other 50 needs in the house right now. I told you to pick up your toys, but I got my clothes put away. I didn't say anything about your clothes. I did my homework. Didn't say nothing about your homework. But I helped my brother. I didn't say nothing about that. Pick up them dumb toys and put them away.
Sure.
Obedience better than sacrifice. God looks at the churches and can see them. Oh, they're doing stuff, and I'm not here to speak against it. Sure, it's good. Sure, but it's not what He said do. Because at the end of the day, yep, you built houses for orphans. Praise God. You help some sick people. Praise God. You got some money to some poor people. Praise God. But yet, all of them people never recognize themselves as sinners. That's how you get saved. That's the first, what I was getting to earlier. If you really want to get salvation, you have to accept the fact that you're going to go to hell if you don't.
Right.
Once you get that real revelation that you're a sinner and you're going to go to hell and there's nothing you can do about it but to really get accepted by God. And the only way to know you're accepted by God is to receive the Holy Ghost. God already knows those that are His, but the Holy Ghost is given to us as a witness that we are one of His.
Amen.
And you get to that place, then when you go to breakthrough in prayer and really get, you won't have to get called up some fancy altar, won't have to be some big time meeting. You can do it right there at your bedside.
Amen.
Do that right in the back alley somewhere. Amen. Do it right there in the middle of the job and say, I got to get saved. I got to get saved now. I need the Holy Ghost. I forget the man Brother Brandon talking about. He says, I got to get it. I'm getting it today. And he went out in the woods and says, God, if you don't give it to me now, you're going to find a pile of bones laying here. I'm staying here until.
Amen.
We can't wait on God 10 minutes. How we expect to get anything out of God? It shows you haven't accepted what will happen if you don't break through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Andrew, how do I know I'm elected? How do I know God loves me? It becomes from His election, brother, sister. It's all hand in hand. How do you know God loves you? It's because He said so. Still think I'm talking, or do you hear His voice today? Amen. I just thought of this quote as I want to wrap this thought up. See, we're getting too much in the flesh, and I'll say that about us here. We're looking for emotion or certain stirring, and that's what the brother, sister, God is stripping that away on the outside to show you. We've had many people get in the spirit in the flesh around here and then walk right back out in the world. Don't tell me that's what we need. We need it to get deeper than that. We need to get down to where it cuts out these things of the world so you're not re-getting the victory every Sunday and every Wednesday. You can actually serve God on a Monday and Tuesday once in a while. And there's a part of that I understand. That's why we keep coming to church. If it was just one and done, we'd stop having services. But there's periods in and out. But there needs to be consistency in our relationship, and that only comes by revelation. And that revelation just of, you know, I understand serpent scene now. No revelation of what I'm supposed to do for the kingdom.
Amen.
That I am a part of this as an individual. I don't care if you're 5 years old. I don't care if you're 100. If you're part of the kingdom, you got something to do.
Amen.
Amen. I was thinking on the start of election, I thought of a quote that I knew was in the church age book. I think it's somewhere, and I really didn't have a clue where it was. So you know what I did? I pulled it out this morning. Guess where I turned to? The first page I turned to. So I'm going to read it to you. The cloudy skies and storms of life are no signs of God's disapproval. Neither are bright skies and still waters signs of His love and approval. His approval of any of us is only in the Beloved.
Amen.
So I'm talking about real righteousness. It's only when you know you're in Christ. His love is elective, which He had for us before the foundation of the world. Does He love us? Oh, yes. But how shall we know? We shall know because He said so.
Amen.
And He manifests that He did love us, for He brought us to Himself and gave us of His Spirit, placing us as sons. And how shall I prove my love to Him? By believing what He said. Father Abraham, isn't that right? I'll do what Father Abraham did. By believing what He said and conducting myself with joy amidst the trials that He in His wisdom allows to come to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As much as Abraham messed up, goofed up, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the day, there's one thing God knew. He still believes it. Man saw his ups and downs. God saw one thing, His faith. And it was always constant. Why? It wasn't Abraham's faith. It was God's faith.
Amen.
God had put that faith in. The same faith we think God judges us by some different standard than Himself. No, He doesn't. He didn't expect you to have faith that He didn't have. How do you think He made this world? God did it with faith. Oh, He used His mighty power. No, He didn't. He said it. And God believed what He said to prove to us that you could do this. And then when fallen man thought he couldn't overcome, God said, fine, I'll become flesh and show you how to do it. Prove to you that you could do it if you just would have stayed in the Spirit.
Amen.
Remember, Brother Bram said Adam and Eve potentially had the Holy Ghost, but they couldn't get there because they sinned before they got there. But us in this day, brother, sister, though we be fallen, though we make mistakes, God has taken you and made you accepted in the Beloved.
Amen.
To where when He sees you, He literally sees Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's literal. I'm not being figurative. It's not a type. The types have run out. We are the anti-type to all types.
Amen.
Glory to God. We are the finished product of God's creation, His masterpiece.
Amen.
Why is it so hard to get excited about that? Because we find mirrors and we look at them.
Right.
Say, there ain't no way. Come on. Brother Andrew might be a masterpiece, but I'm not. You know what I think? Brother Austin's a masterpiece, but God have mercy on me. Mercy. So, that's why the Bible told you, they that compare themselves by themselves are not wise. Why? We're all defeated then. But if we stop comparing ourselves to any kind of righteousness like that and just find out, am I in God? Am I in the righteousness of God? So we have to get to where we know we've got the Holy Ghost. We've taught it in so many different ways. People still, even in this message, it's such a shame, scratching around trying to figure out if they really got the Spirit of God or not. Why? It's been told one thing. It's been told another. We've taught statue pert man in such a way that there ain't nobody going to get saved.
Right.
Oh, you got to build up virtue, not temperance. What did Brother Ram say? I just read it to you a little bit ago. He says, don't you put this stuff on. He says, don't you even get started till you're born again. Then it will build up in you automatically.
Right.
The life that I now live, as Paul said, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Sure.
Not my faith. The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me and has now given me His Spirit, reconciled me back to God, that as I live in the Spirit, it's literally Jesus Christ still ruling and reigning. It's Jesus still proving Himself alive today. Do you see how easy it is to lose sight of that? We lose it right in service. My goodness, I wonder what it's like in the world. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit drops on us on the job, I wonder how hard it is for us to recognize. That's God talking to me.
Amen.
How can you know it's God talking? I'm elected.
Yes.
He has to be.
Right.
I'm His child. He promised I'd never leave you nor forsake you. Yes. But brother, you don't know what I did. Well, yeah, I understand. He might be right there on the branch, but He ain't left you yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I challenge you to believe it. Let's stand together. We've made more than conquerors. If you don't know it, Psalm 330, I'm thinking F. Just the chorus there. Let's sing it soft together. To distract us from it, pretend like it's not there. You know it is. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. Things ought not to be that way. Please bow your heads. If you want to get something from God, you have to realize He is God. You can't respect Him like a man. You can't respect Him as just another person. This is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is the man who's beating your heart as we speak. This is the man who's dealt with our nonsense day in, day out. Our lack of obedience to him. Anyone that's honest knows we've fallen very short of the glory of God. The only reason we're not consumed is what I'm preaching on this afternoon. God chose you. And the least we should be able to do is love him, respect him, obey him, do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Beginning to feel a little deliverance there. Hallelujah. Soften yourself before him. I'm not asking you to listen to my voice. I'm asking you to listen to his voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is anybody tired of dilly-daddling back in, out in the things of the world and back and forth and up and down? Barely trying to keep your wits together. You can't hardly get in a word no more. Don't get into prayer. Don't enjoy the things of God. Finding other things that you enjoy more. Brother, sister, these things ought not to be so. You don't have to leave that way. Can you take faith in your heart and say, Father, you brought me here today. Not for Brother Andrew, not for this building, not for some mission work that will be seen on TV one day, but because you love me and you're tired of seeing me caged up. And I wanted to go free, and you met with me today, and you spoke the truth to me. And Lord, I'm not just going to take it as the words of a man, but I'll take it as word from you. Hallelujah. Be sincere with God. Be the most you know. God bless you, my brother, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. He sees your heart. He knows the truth. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My hands raised to you. Oh, God of mercy. Lord Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't want to listen to the enemy. We want to listen to you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Can you see yourself as that real Christian that you know in your heart you are? You believe it with all your soul. You say, Lord, I want to see it manifest. What do you need to pray for then, brother? My sister, I'm going to tell you, you need to pray for revelation. You need to pray that God opens it up to you and gives you power. Revelation is not in the head. It's in the heart. It'll make you serve God no matter who's looking. It's just who you are. You won't have to love people you don't love. You'll just do it. It takes that deep coldness down on the inside and fills it with the warm love of God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here who would say, Brother Andrew, I've accepted the Bible. I've accepted these truths. I've heard about it all my life. But I just want to know him personally. I want to go to my room. And when I get down and pray, realize I'm not just doing something. I'm not being religious. But I'm talking to someone that I know if I'll just stay here and listen, he'll talk back to me. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, brother. Is there anyone say, Lord, that's me. Hallelujah. Look, have faith now. Say, Father, I confess it. That I get religious and I just lose my sight of just being personal with you. Do it right now. Don't worry about someone else. You talk to him. Hallelujah. I just feel that deliverance coming. Just keep breaking through, brother, sister, until you know that it's happened to you as an individual. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, have your way. God bless you. There, each one. God sees your hands. There's hands all over this place. Is there any believers? I'm not taking away the Spirit from you. Is there any believers say, Lord, I just want a fresh pouring out, though. I just want a fresh revival in my heart. I want to just have that first love again all over me. To where I don't have to force myself. There's just something in me wants that word again. What does it, brother? It's just things of the world come and they choke it out. You know that's what it is. You don't need me to go down the line and tell you what you've done. You already know right now what's choked it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God deliver you today. Hallelujah. That's it, my brother. Just keep pressing on through. Amen. This is why we came today, brother, sister. The word is to take effect in our lives. It's to make us different before we leave. We leave better Christians than what we came. Oh, God, help us, Jesus. With His Spirit here, I trust You feel the Spirit of God here with us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. There was one time a whole army came against the Israelites. The Bible says God sent an angel down there, slew 180,000 men. If God could destroy that many enemies with just one angel, what can He do when the whole host of heaven supports you? Hallelujah. God bless you, my sisters. God bless you, sister. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. Oh, Jesus. Does it make a difference, Brother Andrew? Absolutely it does. The angels rejoice out of one sinner that repents and 99 righteous persons. Why? That's not the righteous God's looking for. He's looking for the righteous to say, Father, I'm wrong, but I know You're right. Father, I've disobeyed, but I believe in the power of the blood. I believe in the power of the Spirit, Lord, and I'm here to repent and get right so You can make me what I ought to be. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you seek Him your own way, remember, you're more than a conqueror. Don't let the devil push you down. God put faith in you for a reason. Be an overcomer today. If there's anybody that would like prayer, like to come forth, I'd invite you to come right now. I'd be happy to pray with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just don't leave with the need today. Let the Holy Spirit have His way. Just let Him comb right through your heart. And just take out all the things that's not like Him. If you're sick in your body, He don't want you to be that way. He wants you to be healed. Be healed today. Walk out in joy. Walk out with your good health and with a heart appreciative of God's healing. Hallelujah. If there's anyone else, would you come now? Thank You, Jesus. Pray with our brother here. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. The blood of Jesus
Christ. Believe in Me. Jesus, You said if we got hands on the sick, I'll recover. I pray for my brother Justin Stone, Lord. Can you believe it? Completely made well now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, my brother.
Thank You, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
We've been made victorious.
Glory. Glory.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more
Jesus
than conquerors.
We receive.
Overcome.
Thanks for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Victorious. Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Sing it together one more time. All together now.
We've been made more than conquerors. Overcomers in this life.
You, Lord.
Oh, I exalt Thee. Oh, I exalt
Thee. Thank You, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I exalt Thee.
Oh, one more time. Thank
thank you, Jesus. Oh, I exalt thee. Yes, I exalt thee. Oh, I exalt thee. Oh, my Lord, I exalt thee.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Express yourself to Him. Worship Him your own way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you for taking care of me, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you for your patience with me, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit today. Say, Father, I make myself a vessel for you to dwell. Lord, I want my habitation to be well pleasing to you, Lord. Oh, be filled with the Holy Ghost this afternoon, brother, sister. Be filled to overflowing. It's here. He's here for you. That's why He came today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we exalt you, Lord Jesus. We lift you up. I lift up your name. You're so faithful, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you believe He's here with us today, brother, sister? Do you believe He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Hallelujah. Say, I just got to touch the hem of your garment. That's right, my brother. That's right, my sister. Let your faith reach up and grab that need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your faith rise. How, brother Andrew? Not me, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God that God has given me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't try to establish your own righteousness, brother, sister. Don't go on that hamster wheel of the devil. You'll never get anywhere. Just yield yourself. Say, God, I believe you took my place. Let me stand in this life for you now. Amen. We are standing on holy ground. Believe it with all your heart. Oh, and I know that there to you, Lord. Each one free. give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let's worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. May the Holy Spirit continue to give you life prevailing, overcoming revelation. Amen. May that Holy Spirit take full preeminence over your life today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. May you don't come under the pressures of this world. Brother, sister, you can't handle the pressures of this world. But there's one who took it upon himself to take your place. And he's given you that same righteousness today. Hallelujah. Just feel such a solemn time. I normally don't like to just keep going. It's just the Holy Spirit's here, brother, sister. He's here in a very special way. He doesn't want you to leave the way you came. Hallelujah. We might not have many more times of this, brother, sister. It might be very soon where the door of grace will be shut and that'll be all she wrote. Hallelujah. Don't be found on the outside. Don't be banking on someone else, not some feeling, some emotion, but something beyond that. Something that's changed from the inside out to where you know you've been changed by the Spirit of God. Not by anything you've done, but what you've accepted He's already done for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I praise you, Lord.
Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Sing. Hallelujah.
Jesus is the sweetest name. As His love,
I trust you know where we are right now. This is heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
And that's the
reason. This is beyond mortals. This is the one that knows the secrets of your heart here with us. Speaking to you personally.
The sweetest, I know.
The world, it don't look like much, but I pray your spirit should recognize God has done a work here today.
Jesus, the sweetest, I know.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
And He's just the same as His loving. And that's the reason why I love you so.
Five of you have been hesitant. Go pray with us. Just do it now. I want you to pray with each other. Amen. That's it. Says. There's others. Come on. Do what the Holy Spirit told you to
do. And He's just the same.
God working through His body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
and fall on the Lord, brother, sister. Do what He tells you to. Dismissed. It's been good to be in God's house. It's good to feel His Spirit here amongst us. Thank you for those made with the Holy Spirit told you. It's beautiful to see the body work like I believe it's supposed to. God didn't call just one man. He called a whole body to Himself. You're part of that. You're important, brother, sister. Not just someone off the wayside, you're one of God's elected. He's chosen you for a purpose. Hallelujah. Serve Him with all your heart. Spend as much time as you need to here today. You just need to lay your heart out to God. That's why we came. I'm going to let you do that. But I understand those might need to go. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way in every heart. Everything to you, Lord. God bless you, saints. We love you. Hallelujah.
Love you. Because.